This is Thomas E. McKnight, Jr., continuing the transcription on patient Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. New paragraph. Lynn was seen last on December 19, 2024, with additional complaints of possible carpal tunnel syndrome, new paragraph. Her neurological examination in general is normal, new paragraph. I have no additional laboratory studies completed, and so we are requesting her records from your practice, new paragraph. Previous laboratory testing showed a mild elevation of the ANA titer. Negative CCP antibody. A history of a positive rheumatoid factor, negative on evaluation. Borderline elevation of a C-reactive protein. There was a negative isoprostane creatinine ratio. Negative ADMA / SMD, SDMA analyte. Standard lipid panel showed elevated total cholesterol panel, elevated non-HDL cholesterol, elevated LDL cholesterol, blood count showed a reduced MCHC. Her TSH was within normal limits. New paragraph. The MRI scan of the lumbar spine showed a mild interval advancement of degenerative changes. No evidence of fracture, subluxation, or scoliosis. There was a finding of a remote L1 superior end plate anterior wedge compression fracture with a 22% loss of vertebral body height. The distal spinal cord, conus medullaris, and the cauda equina were normal. Subarticular joint zone stenosis without acute disc herniation was seen at L3-L5. Mild chronic left-sided L4-L5 degenerative neural foraminal narrowing was identified. There was multi-level facet joint hypertrophy with interspinous narrowing and abutment at L3-L5. Type 1 reactive endplate changes were present, and at L2-L5, annular fissuring was observed, a possible axial low back pain generator. The cervical spine MRI without contrast showed no evidence of fracture, subluxation, or scoliosis. There was straightening of the spine, which may represent underlying myospasm. Spinal cord was normal in contour, volume, and appearance. Mild ventral central C5-C7 chronic degenerative spinal canal stenosis without acute disc herniation was present. Mild to moderate C3-C7 chronic degenerative neuroforaminal narrowing was seen. Multi-level facet joint hypertrophy, uncinate joint hypertrophy, and C5-C7 foci of type 1 reactive changes, and vague punctate mid-cervical annular fissuring was observed. New paragraph. Her nutritional list included L-thyroxine, memantine, donepezil, amlodipine, levothyroxine, doxycycline, metronidazole, cefpodoxime, and hydrocodone. New paragraph. On clinical examination, she has some tenderness about the wrist. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessment. Chronic spinal, this is number one, chronic spinal pain with clinical features of degeneration of the cervical and lumbar spine. Number two, history of possible rheumatoid disease. Next paragraph. Therapeutic consideration for memory reduction or impairment, number four. Findings of cervical and lumbar degeneration. Recommendations. Number one, consider electrodiagnostic testing of the upper extremity to exclude median mononeuropathy. Number two, orthopedic evaluation for spinal degenerative disease, evaluation, treatment, and recommendations. Number three, history of chronic degenerative spinal and articular disease, recommend referral for pain management at the local orthopedic group. New paragraph. It was a pleasure to see this patient today. Unfortunately, she still has some symptoms that may respond to interventional therapy. New paragraph. I will plan on seeing her for reevaluation following a referral for treatment with additional recommendations. Then signed respectfully with my professional signature.